The next couple of lines of Gemara and Kiddushin Pei Alef Amud Aleph comprise two very, very significant sugyas in Hilchos Yichud. And we're about to dive in. To recap where we've been very briefly, the Mishnah on Pei Amud Beis had already introduced us to both the Isur Yichud and to several of the Heterim, several of the Yosim and Akals over the exceptions to the Isur Yichud. And in the opening lines of the Gemara, we already discovered that the Isur Yichud Daraisa, the Isur Yichud Rabbanan, the Isur Yichud Daraisa is Beseser, Ish Echad, V'Isha Achas. Once, and as we saw the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, specifically where those Ish Echad and Isha Achas are an erva to one another, which includes Ishas Ish, which includes the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Paskin, even a single woman who is a Nida. If they are not an erva to one another, for instance, if she is non-Jewish, so then the Isur Yichud is Rabbanan, or if there are more than two people, three is a crowd. More than two people, then the Isur Yichud also going to be maximum midrabanan. And what are the heterim of Yichud? So one was the Mishnah had presented Shnei Anoshim, the Isha Achas is Mutter. The Gemara had followed up and told us that specifically if it's Shnei Anoshim Ksherim and Ba'ir. If you're Basada, Baderach, you need three. They're not Ksherim, they're not going to help whatsoever. But adding one additional ish kasher to the situation, or if it's a more of a fluid situation, it's baderech or it's balayli, at two anashim ksherim, so he or they will serve as valid shomrim. And we also saw the Mishnah had said that if typically adding another woman to the situation will not solve your problem, they reduce it to the Nisra Rabbah, it's not going to solve it. But the Mishnah had said that the ishto imo, if the woman who's there, the additional woman is the fellow's wife, she certainly serves as a valid shomeres. And we had a discussion about whether other women with whom I have no isur yichud, they also serve as valid shomeres. So we assume that is the case. Who are other women with whom I have no isur yichud? So the Mishnah already mentioned that there's no isur yichud between parents and children. Between father and daughter, between mother and son, there's no Isur Yichud whatsoever. And we saw the Gemara in Pei Aleph Amud Beis raises the possibility, since the Machlok is Amoraim, well, how about a brother and sister? Clearly, long-term it's forbidden, but short, the Dira is forbidden, but short-term Yichud, so there were Amoraim on Pei Aleph Amud Beis who held that it was Mutter. We saw on the page Shulchan Aruch, it appears to be Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas had a Pasuk on the page, and we are Makel. There is a heter yichud, not only heter yichud and dira between mother and son, or between father and daughter, or as the Bach expanded, between grandparents and great grandchildren, between great grandparents and great grandchildren. There's also a short term yichud is permissible between brother and sister. And then finally, the last lines of Gemara. The last lines of Gemara had developed two important concepts in terms of thinking about Yichud conceptually. Number one, Malkan al Yichud vein Osran al Yichud on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara told us that Yichud is Asir because of a possibility of Chet. But it's a Miyot, it's not a probability of Chet. So that's why you may not engage in Yichud because we're concerned it may lead to actual znus. It may lead to something worse. But we don't assume that if yichud occurred, we don't assume that probably znus occurred. Malchal yichud ve'noso yichud. A case of a sota, where it's not a yichud, but a yichud that was preceded by kinoi and sir together, that already creates a raglayon ledavar, at least a 50-50 or so safik, that we're worried that that znus occurred during the yichud. And if she's a married woman who is misyachedes with some man other than her husband, and it was a stira, there were two of them were alone, and it was following a kinoi, following a direct witnessed instructions to the husband, that I'm worried that there's something going on between the two of you, don't be alone with him, the combination of a kinu and stira, that creates our aglaim of our real suffik hashem. We later saw suffik, we would consider them to be suffik mizanim, suffik eshes and so. But the mere yichud alone is also because of a possibility of chet. But if yichud already occurred, we're going to punish them only for having violated yichud, but nothing more. And the Gemara also, the following memra, had added malkum alotova shmua, that not only is technical yichud aser, but even if you're avoiding, it's not enough to avoid technical violation of yichud, you also have to avoid behavior that is inappropriate. Even if I manage to technically sidestep any concern of yichud, but if it's behavior that's going to generate talk, that's a simon that this is inappropriate. The Gemara elsewhere in King Subas talks about a similar concept called mechur hadavar. It doesn't smell right. It's not clean behavior. Technically, it wasn't yichud, but it's not clean behavior. That when you're dealing with this, I mentioned there were a couple of hilchos yichud shaylos that came my way recently. That conversation came up more than once. That whenever you think about a yichud situation, you want to make sure that you're fulfilling both standards. Number one, that you're not in technical violation of yichud, that it's either shnei anashim, or we'll get to ba'al b'ira, pasul pasuach. And then, in addition, you also want to make sure that the situation is the situation feels right. So the situation is technically, it's not an issue of yichud. Example that came up recently, a couple is dating, and in the snowstorm, it's very hard to go anywhere or get anywhere even. So could they spend time together in her apartment? And they'll leave the door open, so it's fine. We'll get the sugya pes pasuach, so it's not yichud. So number one, we'll have to work through the sugya pes pasuach, which we'll get to, but not today. We're going to start by the ear in a couple moments. There are a lot of rules and regulations. It's far from clear that scenario fit the standards of pes pasuach. So even if it does, even if technically it's not yichud, to be with a girl in her apartment, that's probably mechur hadavar. That doesn't feel right, doesn't smell right, doesn't pass the sniff test. It's not appropriate. So that's what that Gemara tells us. You need to, right after Malkal Yichud, you have Malkal Tova Shmua, that both are halachic expectations. Halachic expectation that you're going to avoid Yichud, and halachic expectation you're going to avoid inappropriate situations more subjectively defined. Questions? Take a look. Pay alpha and alpha. So let's dive into the next couple lines of Gemara, which, as I said, the next couple lines of Gemara are exceptionally rich and open up two of the big sugars of Yichud. Omar Rabba. The Gemara's got two memories and then a story. Omar Rabba, near the end of the narrow lines, pay alpha and alpha. Omar Rabba, Bala Be'ir in Choshu Shem Yichud. Rabba said that if her husband is in town, Bala Be'ir, Reuven is going to be alone with Yocheved, but Yocheved is a married woman, which initially makes it worse, because now she's an erva, and you have a concern of Yichud Daraisa. But on the other hand, Yocheved's Yocheved's husband is in town. Baal Obir, she's not here. There's Reuven and Yocheved, and Baal Yocheved, Yocheved's husband, is somewhere in town. So Rabbi said, "Ein choshem yichud. If it's Baal over here, there's no concern of yichud." That's one major hector, a new hector, and we're going to dig in soon. Rav Yosef follows up with the next member, and he introduces another concept. Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuach, Loshus HaRabim, no husband nearby, new situation. Reuven and Yocheved are alone, but the door is open to Rosh Hashanah. They're alone in a space with an open door. So the Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hashanah also Ein Choshu Shem Mishnah Miyu. Okay, two members. Then they're going to tell us a story. Beivai, or Bibi, if you learn your Divrei Hayam, I believe this name appears, and I believe the Nekuda Zera Beivai. So, Yitzhak Frank, in the introduction to his practical Talmudic dictionary, the one, the white dictionary with the rainbow olive on it. That's what I'm talking about. So he, in his introduction, he points out that he's going to give you the proper nekudos, the grammatically appropriate nekudos,
for different phrases. Some of them are going to look a little strange to people who are experienced learning Gemara, like Leiva Bahakam Yipalgif. And he writes there that one of his rabbeim, Michael Bernstein, here in YU, had said to him, his approach was, you have to know the right translation, you have to know the right pronunciation, you have to actually say it the way it's pronounced in the base script. You should know your head. Leiva Bahakam Yipalgif, and when you sit down to learn, you say Leiva Bahakam Yipalgif. You should know that's Rabbeinu, but we'll say Rabbibi. So Rabbibi, Iklo Avei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbibi was an Amora, and he traveled to the Amora of Yosef. He must have moved somewhere else. He came to Yosef's town, and seems like he's going to be Yosef's guest. He'll be a guest of the Yosef family. The Basar Dekarach Rifta, after they had wrapped bread, literally, after they had supper, Amar Lahu, Rav Yosef says to the other people, Shkulu Dargim Etusei Bibi. Take the ladder away from, snatch away the ladder from under Bibi. From under Bibi. What's going on? So Rashi explains that they must have eaten upstairs. Achlu ba'aliyah. They must have eaten upstairs. And now, v'yardu Rav Yosef v'ishto. Now Rav Yosef and his wife, the host, are going back downstairs, and they're going to be on the first floor. And Rav Bibi is going to stay upstairs. Who nishar ba'aliyah? The guest bedroom was on the second floor. So they and the dining room was on the second floor. So they're upstairs together, and then they come down, and apparently Rav Yosef was going out to Beis Medrash to learn Night Seder. He just traveled. So he's exhausted. He davened early Maariv after supper. He's going to go to sleep. He's going to go to sleep upstairs. Rebbetzin Yosef is going to stay downstairs on the first floor. Rav Yosef is headed out. And you have to know that the way this comes up in various places in Shas, it's the point of historical architecture, the way homes were built at the time, they sometimes would have a second floor, the aliyah it's called, but the way the first floor and second floor were connected was not with the way we have it, with fixed stairs that are built in, but instead with a movable ladder. There was a hole in the ceiling of the first floor, a hole in the floor of the second floor, and you could put a ladder there, and that's how you would get up and down between the first floor and the second floor. So Rav Bibi is going to be staying upstairs on the second floor. Rebbetzin Yosef is going to be staying downstairs on the first floor. Rav Yosef is headed out. So Rav Yosef says to the other chaver, we got to take Shulu Dar Gretuse Bibi. We got to take the ladder away. We take the ladder away. Now Rav Bibi is stuck on the top floor. And he can't get down because he has no way to get down. Remove the ladder away from the skylight. Why? Shalom Yerid B'Yisachet. You take the ladder away so we'll avoid any problem of you. Wow. Okay, that's one way of solving the problem. Is there another way of solving the problem?
Well,
Baal Be'er. Didn't Rabba just tell us Baal Be'er? You mean to say maybe Rav Yosef disagrees? Rav Yosef would say, no, I don't hold the Baal Be'er, only a Pesach Pasuach. So the Gemara says, no. One could have imagined saying that. The Gemara says, no. Back in the Gemara. Nacham Amar Bibi, Yiklal Avei Rav Yosef. Basar Dekarach Rifta, Amar Lahu. Rav Yosef says to the other chaver there, Shkuli Dar Gimitusei Bibi. Yosef and his rabbi come down, and they're going to take the ladder away, so Rav Bibi is stuck upstairs, which is fine. He'll go to sleep for the night. He's exhausted. And he'll avoid any problem of Yichud with Rav Bibi and Rabbitsin Yosef. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Amar Rabba, Baal Be'er, Koshim Shem Yichud. But Rabba said Baal Be'er, and the Gemara does not seem to think that Rav Yosef disagreed. Because the Gemara's answer is, Shaini Rav Bibi, the Shushvinte Havoi, the Geisibi. The Gemara says, you're right. In principle, it should have been Baal Be'er. However, the Baal Be'er is a hetter in Yichud. It's an exception to Yisrael Yichud, but there's an exception to the exception. Just like we said, Shnei Anashim is a hetter in Yichud, but the exception is if they're Pritzim. So here, the exception to the exception is Baal Be'er's mutter in a typical case. But here they were more comfortable with one another, more familiar with one another. They knew each other from way back when. Rav Bibi grew up with Rebbetzin Yosef, lived on the same block, whatever it is. They knew each other from a long time ago. They were more comfortable, more hamish with one another. So Libo, the Gemara refers to in Aramaic as Geisabay, or as we'll see in a moment, we refer to in Hebrew as Libo Gaspa, if you're more comfortable with one another. So that eliminates, that neutralizes the heter of
baila ba'ir. That's what the Gemara says. So there's a heter baila ba'ir, the heter pes pasuach, and specific in terms of baila ba'ir works if it's not libo gaspa. But if it's libo gaspa, so then there's no heter of baila ba'ir. Yeah.
See, but also from the story, does that mean that if it wouldn't be yichud if there's no way they could get to each other? So if you lock the door.
Correct. Correct.
If they're in the same house, but the door is locked.
Right. If he can't get to her, then there's no issur yichud. Correct.
But is that the choshesh? Is that
how? What's the concern? He's going to jump down.
No, that is inappropriate.
Break a leg.
Still,
what?
No, I'm saying that it's still inappropriate. It's rumors. It's
The inappropriate aspect. So apparently in this case it wasn't inappropriate. Between the fact that he was there, apparently there are other people there also. In other words, Rav Yosef says to someone else, truly saying to the other people there, truly Darga, what happened was some of this whole chavra. Visiting one of the great Amoraim came to town. The visiting rabbi, Raviv came. So for some of there was a crowd of people. A couple of other people were invited to join them for supper, and they all come down, and Rav Yosef says, could you help me move this leg?
But then why would it be yichud?
They're all leaving. They're all leaving, except it was appropriate. Yeah, question.
Can't she still put the ladder back there?
Yeah, so number one, good question. Can she move the ladder? It's hard to know. If Yosef is asking a couple of people to help him, so that may be a ladder that was too heavy for one person to move, which we're going to get to actually later in one of the agadatas towards the bottom of Pei'ah from Alpha. Gemara is going to tell a very important agadata. Gemara is going to tell a story that involves a ladder that required many people to move it. So it wasn't the same house, it wasn't the same ladder, but apparently that was an item. There were ladders. It was probably not so uncommon that you had heavy ladders that were so massive that it required several people. So that may be the case here. Alternatively, I believe, if I remember correctly, the Chazon Ish makes your point. I believe the Chazon Ish and Ibn Ezra makes your point that you see from here that if he can't access her but she can access him, that's not yichud. Let's say you have a door that locks from one side. So if it locks on the woman's side, it's her call whether the door is open or closed. That's not, you seem to see from this Gemara, as you point out, that would not be an Isra Yichud. And that's consistent with what we had on Pei'ah Beis, that the more common concern is that he's going to initiate, not that she's going to initiate. That's why Shnei Anashim Shein V'Isha Achaz is Mutter, but Shnei Anashim V'Isha Echad is not. Isha Daita, Anashim Daita and Kals. So by that logic as well, if the lock is on her side, so then there's not an issue. If the lock's on his side, if he can open the door, then that's not helpful. Yeah, question. Now, I'll take a look at a Rashi. We got the Shulchan Aruch, maybe even this morning, certainly tomorrow. But first take a look at a Rashi. There's a lot going on in Rashi. We read the second Rashi in the Siddur. Let's read the first Rashi in the Siddur. Husbands and town are not concerned by Yichud. Says Rashi, "Ein choshen shlo b'shem Yichud lehalkos." You're not concerned to what? To give malchus. Husbands in town, then we don't have to give malchus for such a Yichud. Why? Because she's concerned. The husband may pop in. Her husband's in town. He may walk in the door at any moment. So that obviously neutralizes a yichud concern. And therefore, what? What was Rashi's first word? And therefore, malchus. Anything strike you by that first word? Yeah. Yeah. That's strange. Take a look at Tosis. Very good. Akiva Boyarsky. Take a look at Tosis. Tosis Rabbeinu Akiva. Rashi said in Choshen Altos, we're not concerned to give Malkus. Mashma, say Tosis and Rabbeinu Akiva. Then the Tomach Mitov Berusha, Haisur Vieka. It's not like it's us, you just don't know Malkus. Remember,
the previous line of the couple lines up, the Gemara we're talking about when we do give malchus, we don't give malchus by Eishes Ish, we don't give malchus, let's say, we do give malchus. If you're giving machers, you're not giving machers. So saying you don't give malchus, as the Q pointed out, means, you don't give malchus. You won't say it's mutter, you wouldn't say there's no punishment, you say nothing wrong with it. It sounds like this is, by the way, sort of mitigates it somewhat, it reduces the isser. There's no malchus. It's a lower level violation of yibum. What do you say about that? Okay, maybe that's Rashi holds. Bala the year is us or just less us? Any thoughts about that?
Can I explain why the Gemara had, or why they had removed the line
of it? Yeah, what are you going to say? Good.
The Gemara seems to say it's like a thing. Like Rabbi said, oh, it's a heter.
Good. Rabbi said, no, but in Choshishin, you mean to say every time the Gemara says in Choshishin, Pesach Pesach also is Aser, just there's no malchus. That's problem number one. Where do you see in the term and terminology Ein Choshishin? Ein Choshishin sounds like you're not concerned. Doesn't sound like we're sort of concerned. Good. That's problem number one of the Rashi. What's problem number two of the Rashi? A Bam Kasha? Who's going to ask a Bam Kasha?
I think.
Sorry?
The Mora did this, the son of problem. The son of problem leading his wife to
land it down. Well, he didn't do this. He did not rely on it.
No, but he did. I don't
know. Right. He didn't rely on the fact it was by the ear. He insisted on actually making it a non-Yichud situation for arguing with Ladder. But you're onto something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Gemara asked, why does rely on Baal
the ear? Yeah! The Gemara would bother. Why? The Gemara, in the next line, the Gemara says, why was he maneuvering the ladder, and no problem with Baal Be'er, and the Gemara's only solution was, well, this is an exception to Baal Be'er. What do you mean? Well, we think that Rav Yosef didn't really care about keeping halacha, he just cared about not getting malchus? Of course not. The Gemara's kasha is, why was it us or whatsoever? It should have been Hetzer Gomer. Why was Rav Yosef worried about the ladder? It should be Hetzer Gomer. Don't you see, as Tosfos goes on to ask, Tosfos and Mordechai. The kasha inside the second Tosfos pay alpha but aleph. The kasha that became my part of the Samach Rav Yosef. I don't understand, says Tosfos. You get a couple lines deeper into the Gemara. How do you read this? The Gemara school the argument to the same people. He was mocked with the paper in the letter. The Gemara, the Gemara, I saw about Rabbah by the kasha Mishmiyud. That odd kind of Gemara, Umay Koshia, what type of kasha is the Gemara asking for Tosfos? I mean, he, the Malkus, like I assume, if according to Rashi, Rabbah's just saying there's no Malkus, but there's an Isser, so of course Rav Yosef took the ladder away. He didn't want to just be putter from Malkus, but Yosef wanted to do that which is mutter. So what type of kasha is that? Don't you see from the Gemara's kasha that's not shot in the previous one? Gemara. The Nir Lefarish Tosfos says we disagree with Rashi wholeheartedly. Ein choshishin klal mishum yichud. Tafilu yisura leka. I said, nah, it means kipshuto. Ein choshishin yichud means it's mutter. Not just no malchus, but it's mutter. It's a very, very difficult Rashi. It's a very, very difficult Rashi. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. And we're not done with Rashi. It's a brief Rashi and a very rich Rashi. As we see, it's gonna generate even more kashas. We're just getting started. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Se'if Ches. Isha Shabayla Be'ir. You have a woman, married woman, her husband's in town. Ein Choshishin Lehisachedi Mat Mepnei She'emaz Bala Alav. There's no concern of being alone with her because she's inhibited by her husband's proximity. And then he goes on to say, Mahaya is a gaspa, but if it's libo gaspa, kigon shagadlimo, for instance, they grew up together, they grew up in the same block, they've known each other since they were kids, oshi kravaso, or they're related. In other words, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And Reuven's going to be alone with Shimon's wife, his sister-in-law. Different families are different. in a healthy situation. Okay, of course, there'd be Reuven and Shimon live on different continents, and they're 15, 20 years apart in age. They don't really know each other. But in a more typical situation, and assuming that, you know, Reuven and Shimon have plenty to do with each other, and let's assume that's a healthy family structure, and everyone gets along. So Reuven is probably very familiar with his sister-in-law, which is great in an appropriate way. That's great. And as a result, Reuven cannot be alone with Shimon's wife merely because Shimon is in town. Baal Be'ir will not solve a yichud problem if the misyached and misyachedes are a libo gaspa. Either they grew up together, they're related, or maybe they're cousins, a brother-in-law, or sister-in-law, something like that, uncle and niece. Oim kine la bala im ze. And then Shulchan Aruch adds as well. And this is based on the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was a late Ashkenazi Rishonim. He says there's a nefarious flip side to Libo Gaspa. Libo Gaspa is a positive and appropriate. They know each other because they've known each other since they were kids. They know each other, they're familiar with each other because they're related. But there's also a nefarious type of Libo, equivalent to Libo Gaspa, a Kine La Baila. You know, can Reuven be alone with Eshes Shimon if Shimon's in town and Shimon has already told his wife Akinui in front of Adam, I think there's something going on between you and Reuven, you should not be alone with one another. Akinui, a setup for the Dinam of Sota. So the Trumas Hadeshen says once there was Akinui, so then you can't argue Baal Be'ir. That's a nefarious type. We're concerned that there is a very unhealthy type of comfort between the two of them. So in that case, also, Baal Be'ir does not help. In this case, lo yisached ima af al pi she Baal Be'ir. If it's libo gaspa or kina la baila, then you cannot have yichud. So what does the Shulchan Aruch hold in terms of machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Who says Rashi? Who says Tosfos? I heard some of each. Raise your hand if you think the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi. Remember, Rashi holds that Baal Be'ir is just a patur from Unshim. But Baal Be'ir is still Usser. It doesn't make the Yichud Mutter. Tosfos thinks Baal Be'ir makes the Yichud Mutter. What do you think about Shulchan Aruch? Can you prove either way? He starts just by quoting the language of the Gemara. Ein Choshishin. So Ein Choshishin. So neither here nor there. The Gemara said Ein Choshishin. Rashi read it one way, and Rashi read in Choshen as meaning there's no Onesh, and Tosfos read it as saying there's no Yisur whatsoever. But is there any line you can prove? Yeah, Chaim.
Like further qualifying what exactly is where it gets more complicated, he's saying if they're more familiar, then it's more likely to happen. Therefore, the concept itself of filing the ear is like not necessarily so completely
different. Yeah, okay. Where do you see... So you're saying you see from Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos. And the truth is, I'm going to press you in a moment. The truth, if you look at the classic notes of Kalim, the Chalak is Mechokek in Rashi position, the Beishmul in Tosfos position, Chalak is Mechokek just says, the Osiyud Beis, the bottom of page 114, Chalitz Makoki is here where I'm pointing to. Isha Shabbat Be'ir, he says, Ayein Rashi B'Kiddushin Daf Pe'al Famar Aleph Over Tosfos Dir Masla Baal Be'ir Ein Choshishin, etc. I said, okay, look at this. Rashi says we just looked at. Shenechlut, ma shenechlutu im afilu chathilo shari odafke b'diyev. Machloikis, whether it's even mutter l'chathilo, you're allowed to do it, or just b'diyev, if you did it, it isn't going to be malchus. Okay, so he sort of leaves us. He says, take a look and see what the Bach says. So the Chalitz isn't really taking a stand. The Beis Shmuel, who's in Tosfos' position, in Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, so he says, also Osiyud Beis, as it happened, Isha Shabbal Beir in Choshishin, Hainu Keshitas Tosfos, Deleke Yisr, Ularashi Asher Vein Loka. So he not only quotes the Machlokas, but he says Shulchan Aruch holds which way? Like Tosfos. How do you see Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos? How do you see Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos? So Chaim got us started. Anyone want to continue?
Because the exception, he says, lo yitapeh.
Good. When he gives the exception, what he says is, where, usually by the ear is this, a choshishin, but with the bogas, but then it's an exception, therefore, doesn't say therefore you get malchus, he says, and therefore it's aser. So he says, well, but by the liba gospel is aser, all he can say is aser, so then apparently, in the other case, it's mutter. That's presumably the Beis Shmuel Ziyuk to see that the Shulchan Aruch clearly holds, like, and the Shulchan Aruch is largely, this sif is largely a quote from the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch took the language of the Rambam and added the Trumas Hadeshon Kine Labayla. Other than that, this language of the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are aligned with Tosfos against Rashi. Question?
I think that this is true.
Very good. You're digging in, correct. He quotes, very good, the Pitzchei Tshuva and Simchat and Vav, the Pitzchei Tshuva and Simchat and Vav quotes the Bar Hetiv, who just mentions the Machlokas, quoting the Chavos Machlokas, and then you're right. He quotes that the he sees the Ayin Sefer Beis Reishit, I believe that stands for Birka Yosef, from the Halachas form of the Chida. Kitzas Raya Ladas Rashi from the Sugin Sukkah Dav Chavet. That's in, right at the beginning of the Sugin Yeshiva Basukkah. The Osugin Mitzvah Patim and HaMitzvah over there. The Gemara has a scenario of a concern of Yichud in a Sukkah, and it sounds like it's Baila Be'ir. So offhand, because it says that Gemara sounds a lot like Rashi, that Baila Be'ir is not a Heter. On the other hand, you have to deal, how are you going to deal with our Gemara over here? It's supposed to point that. It sounds like it is. It is that. Good. So there is ongoing machlokas. That's an important point. Not everyone, after Tosfos, agreed with Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch did. But you're right. There were Achronim who it should be noted, if you look on the side of the Gemara, the Tosfos Rabbein, the Tosfos Rihazakin seems to hold like Rashi. Tosfos Rihazakin, right over here. Ain choshishin near the end of the near bottom of the yamud. Ain choshishin b'shem yichud lehal kosa. Period. One word. No. Definitely says like Rashi. Does not explain at all why. Just says it. So there are other Rishonim aligned with Rashi, and I'm glad you pointed that, because Shuvah says there are Gemaras that indicate like Rashi, and there are Achronim, but the Chida Kitzas Raya sounds a little bit hesitant. He's not convinced. And again, the Raya from Argamar seems overwhelmingly strong. So much so you have to wonder, what was Rashi thinking? Rashi must have had some approach. Mom, it's right here. What was he thinking? Okay. We've just begun to deal with Rashi. Tomorrow, we're going to deal with the larger part of Rashi, which is going to be very, very halacha lamasa. And that's the question of why Baal Be'ir works. Rashi has something surprising to say. We'll have to see how that fits with Shulchan Aruch. We'll have to see how that fits. That's going to allow us to begin to break open plenty of Lamaisa cases. Shkoyach Hever.
Obviously, if you could.